Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
My wife was at Elitch's yesterday. She took the kiddos out there, and my son brought a friend, and they tore it up from, like, I don't know, when they even opened, 9 a.m. until, like, 6 o'clock at night last night. They were there the entire day.
Great day to do it, yeah.
She's like, it was so good. We rolled in. She's like, we were the second people in line.
Nice.
So we got in right away. And she's like, it really wasn't that busy on a Thursday, you know, when everybody's at work. And then the clouds rolled in, mm-hmm. you know, and it got kind of gloomy and all that. She's like, they had one rain delay. And during that rain delay, everybody left the park. She's like, so once they lifted it, like, you know, 20, 30 minutes later, she's like, everything was empty. She's like, we walked onto rides. We just walked right onto them.
That's how you do
it's
it.
She's like, we rode like so many rides. She's like, one of them we just got on and rode like 8 times. We got off, got right on. Got off, got on. Got off, got on. I was like, well, that's fantastic.
That's
I was
how
like,
you
that's
do
the
it.
Time to go.
Absolutely.
But last night she's like, I feel like the room is spinning.
Oh, yeah.
And
I
the kids,
imagine.
Too, they're like, oh my God, we rode so many rides.
Yeah.
Everything is moving right now.
Probably take a day or two to get your
reacclimated, right?
Yeah.
She's like, there was, you know, not a lot of people there, so they kept, like, passing the few people that were there, and they were like, hey, you again. Hey, what's up? Good to see you. And they were, like, making friends with all the ride operators, like, we're going back on.
Yeah, the jokes. Oh,
yeah,
the
jokes.
Jokes.
So, hey, oh, there you are again. She said that one guy that they passed a few times, he came, like, walking by, and he had a big old smile on his face because he had this giant stuffed animal, and he goes, I won this! He just kept walking.
Good job.
That would be me.
Like, oh, congratulations. It would be
so
you,
proud.
Wouldn't it? Absolutely. So, yeah, I'm pretty stoked to get down there for this Wine Time event.
Oh, yeah.
Fart around a little bit.
That's going to be fun. I love Elitch's. I went there for one of their food things that they had this summer, one of the food festivals.
Oh, yeah.
Where they, like, highlighted the food that they had in Elitch's.
You at a food festival?
I know, right? Shock. But, no, they just, like, they do things so great there. It's such a welcoming atmosphere, you know? So when you go in there, you just can't help but want to see what's around the corner.
Did you ever go to the old Elitch's? Were you here for old Elitch's?
When it was Six Flags, right? Before it was Elitch's.
Before that, even, at their old location. I don't even remember where it was. So before they moved it downtown.
I tell you what, the last time I went to Elitch's was when they had the Batman ride where you were horizontal. Do you remember
right.
that?
That was a minute.
Yeah, that was a
I don't think
long
that was even
ago.
The OG original Elitch's.
Okay.
So you never got to see the gum tree.
I don't think so. Oh,
okay.
I didn't
yeah. So
until, yeah.
This was like the 80s or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's myth and legend. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a tree there that was just covered in like 10,000 plus pieces of gum. Because as people were waiting in line to ride whatever ride it was, they would stick their gum on the tree. And it was just caked in gum. It was one of those things that you look at it and you're like, oh my God, that's so disgusting. But then you look at it and you're like, wow, that's like impressive. That's art almost.
I was really excited about this gumdrop tree until you
no, not it. Gumdrop.
Oh, that's
settle it down, fatty.
I know. I was like, gumdrops? What?
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, Mix 100 Sports Report. We like to give you just a little taste of sports. We're not a sports station, but there's definitely things to be talking about, like tonight's big Broncos game. It's their first preseason game tonight against the Falcons. They're going to be at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Georgia. Kickoff is 5 o'clock tonight, Mountain Time. The Broncos are expected to play their starters for about 15 snaps.
Are they?
Not Bo Nix.
Not Bo Nix,
okay,
though.
Just
yeah.
not Bo Nix.
No,
yeah.
He's tired.
Yeah.
He's sleepy.
Well, they don't want to risk
so
that.
So I'm just hoping there's a lot of flea flickers. I'm pretty excited about it. my wife is already freaking out because I haven't gotten an antenna yet on the phone.
Oh, no.
Or on the phone. On the TV. So I should probably go do that today.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's our sports fan. So.
You need to.
Can you watch it on the 9 News app? Because I think it's on Channel 9.
I don't know. You can do it on the apps.
Corey Rose, give me a call.
It's usually when they can't legally stream the game is usually how it works. Oh. So you have to watch it on the actual broadcast.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, we
sorry.
Might have to miss it. That'll be unfortunate.
I'm sure your TV
Super
gets
Mario Galaxy was just released on.
I don't know, Nick Nack.
That's what we're
going to
watch instead.
No.
Parents, listen up. There's a new study out of Penn State University suggesting that parents who are runners who use strollers when they run may experience fewer injuries than those who run without one. And it's all because of the impact forces that are transferring through the stroller handlebar.
Yeah.
It reduces stress on a lot of your joints, and you get, you know, more balance because you got that goofy thing in front of you as you're running. And so
Totally.
That's kind of a good news
you
heads
say
up.
The baby, like, breaks your fall?
Yeah, if you were to fall. it's true. Like, if you're going to fall down, make sure you fall on a baby.
Oh, yeah. Great advice from
Babies
Jer.
Love that, actually. And then how about this? A new study that's out, published from Family Relations.
Oh.
That sounds inappropriate. They say married couples who exercise together or even separately report better communication skills, fewer arguments, and stronger conflict resolution.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're saying if you work out at least, you know, a little bit, you're going to have more positive relationship outcomes. And I would agree with that.
Well, I think you can speak to that. You've always said you and
we've always worked out, like,
fell in love at the gym, essentially,
we
right?
We were gym rats. Yeah. We were both jacked.
Yeah, I know.
Jacked AF, as
they
say.
Oh, you told us.
We would seriously spend, like, 3 or 4 hours at the gym.
Yeah.
And then we would walk across the street to Buffalo Wild Wings.
I know, protein.
Get a Mickey Ultra and some chicken wings. But yeah, like, I think that's what really helped form a good foundation for our relationship.
Yeah.
Was our joint love of the gym and working out.
Well, it takes determination.
And now you can hear her coming up and down the stairs because
no,
of her knees.
No,
in sickness and in health, yeah, right? What were you going to say about determination?
Oh, no, well, inconsistency, and it shows people, like, values, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, what's important to people. It really puts all that front and center, and so I can see why that would be attractive to someone else. And you would just form that bond together.
And you look banging, and you're all
and
sweaty.
You look so good.
Can't keep your hands off each
and
other.
And you're like, yeah.
Yeah, what you doing, girl?
Maybe by the weights.
Come
hey.
Here, girl. Spot me, baby.
When you're doing that, are you guys working out, like, on the same rack, or is it like you just go to the gym together? She
you
does
leave
her,
her rack out of this.
Okay, yeah. No.
You know what, Josh?
No.
That is none
you
of your business.
Too far.
No.
None
you
of your business.
I just meant, like, are you doing workouts?
Nope.
With
nope. You lost everybody. Do you have anything else to add?
I don't even know.
It.
Should I talk?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You got 60 seconds.
One
Go.
More thing that was kind of exciting that I did want to add. For some reason, I looked up everywhere. I don't know why he was here, but Tony Hawk was in Colorado yesterday.
What?
And he does a fun thing. Everywhere he goes, he likes to personally sign his own skateboard that he has used and his own brand. And then he leaves them at parks and says, hey, I'm at this park here. No one's here right now. Grab it. The skateboard's open
what
for somebody.
What a litter bug.
So,
yeah.
He signed a couple skateboards yesterday, left them around Denver, the La Raza Park right here.
Was he really?
Yes.
But it was raining.
Up in North
well, that's
Denver.
Why he's doing it. He's like, hey, no one's here right now. It's raining. Go find my skateboard.
Yeah.
And he, that
enjoy
one was
this
found.
Wet skateboard with a smeared signature because of the rain.
It's a Sharpie.
Exactly.
I'm not impressed
smeared.
Now.
It's
smeared. It was raining.
He put it under a bush.
He did.
Was it under a bush?
It was under a bush.
Under a bush at La Raza Park.
All right. Good to know. Yeah, because then you find it and you're like, oh, it's all smeary.
You still got a free skateboard?
That's
sweet.
Sweet. I like that a lot.
I like Tony Hawk.
Yeah. Find me on the half pipe.
What's blowing up?
We've got receipts.
We've got drama.
We've got Denver talking.
It's the Mile High Hype.
With JKJ.
Legends and icons.
On Mix 100.
Well, the iconic Matthew McConaughey. Oh, that dreamboat.
Yeah.
He's got some new folk e-movie coming out where he plays a bunch of folk music and stuff in it. And he's making the rounds promoting it. And he hopped onto The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. You know Jimmy, he likes to get up there and sing and dance and play little instruments and stuff. So they all got up and they did a folky rendition of Ella Langley's Choosin' Texas, which is just exploded right now. That song is on the top of
every
chart.
Yeah.
You hear it about every 6 minutes here at Mix 100. You want a little taste of it?
Yeah.
She's from Texas, I can tell by the way.
This makes me happy.
Jugging by the smile that's written on his face. There's nothing I can do.
He's a pretty good singer, actually. Not bad, huh?
I can know.
All right, a little bit more. He's really good. He's a good singer. They're absolutely all dressed up like old school, like, you know, moonshine looking guys.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, I was like, man, you know what? That makes me happy. I think I'd rather play that version on the air. Can we switch it out and not tell anybody?
You don't come for Ella Langley.
No,
don't you come
I'm
going to
switch
Ella.
It out. Don't tell anybody.
No, she does. I love that song so much. So.
Do you?
I do. I really enjoy it.
I like it.
The first time I heard it, I was like, no, that's
doesn't
a
she
song
sing
right
that
there
one with your boyfriend, Riley Green,
yes,
too?
She does.
I think
yes,
you love me
does
or whatever.
Yeah,
dude.
No, her voice is such, I love, because she, one of her role models is Miranda Lambert, and that's my favorite female
too.
Country music
me
artist
too, actually.
And so I really like that she sounds a lot like her, that whole Pistol Annie's old school country type of vibe. So
that's what
loved.
I love. Pistol Annie.
I've always loved
you
Lil
nailed
Langley
it. And not to mention epic bangs. Like
yes,
she could pull off the bangs. Am
her
I right?
Bangs, yes.
Her bangs are banging.
And I like that she's bringing, like, you know, because country music, it's a lot of, you know, cute blonde girls. And that's great, you know, but
yeah,
she's got the
is
dark hair, kind of like a Kacey Musgraves look.
She's cute as a button.
Yeah, she sure is.
Yeah. Button. All right, let's talk about some cars. I didn't know this. There's a bunch of cars that are being discontinued after this year. So I guess if you're out shopping, you might want to avoid these. I always find it weird to buy a vehicle like when they're ending it. You know, you're like, well, do I want this car
yeah
then?
Yeah.
They're getting rid of it. The Tesla Model S, that one's leaving. The Toyota Supra. I know, Katie, you were looking at this one. The Jaguar F-Pace.
Oh, absolutely.
Volkswagen ID4, that's an electric SUV. That's only been out for like a couple of years, and they're already putting the bullet in that one. That's weird.
It's a little concerning.
And
right?
Then how about this one? Iconic. This has been around for, I think, 25 plus years. Knick Knack had one of these back in the day. The Ford Escape. The old Ford Escape
aww
is going
what
bye-bye. I know. Probably because they got that Bronco Sport out now that everybody's zipping around in.
They finally get out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Escape. I thought it.
Oh, man.
Okay. I mean, the dramatic pause is crazy, though. You could keep going.
Let's talk about dogs really quick.
All right.
There's a survey out talking about the top dog name, the most popular dog name right now. I'm underwhelmed.
Is it Taylor?
Bella.
I like it.
Bella. Little Bella. Bella has dominated in 25 different states. Like, people be naming their... That sucks, like, if you go to a dog park and you're like, Bella, and then, like, nine dogs come running at you.
Or your daughter.
Or your daughter. It's a daughter name, too.
It is, and that's the... That's like, because Bella's a very popular girl name right now. So, that's kind of always a little... Yeah, when someone says that, that's my dog's name, I'm
that's
always
my
like,
daughter's name.
People say that about baby Nana's name a lot. Like, I named my dog that. I'm like, huh.
Yeah,
well,
I could
see
that.
Further,
I could see that. Little Zoe.
Yeah.
It was always weird growing up because in the neighborhood, there was a guy across the street who had this giant Great Dane, and the dog's name was Harley.
Uh-huh.
And then the people across the street, young couple moved in, had a baby, and then they named the baby Harley.
Yes.
So it was always like, you know, the dog across the street is the same name
right
as your baby.
Exactly. It's a little weird, right?
Yeah.
It's a little
yeah
weird.
And they both pooped everywhere.
Yeah.
What else is going on locally?
Okay, we're kicking it off with Triple B, speaking of baby, as in baby born in Broomfield. And this one's special because it was on the side of the road. Okay.
Yeah.
And even more bees because the Broomfield PD were waiting on breakfast burritos when that baby
no
busted
way
out. Yeah.
Was it a dude named Brent that
no
helped?
It was the
Brent
husband.
And Brandon.
But this is how it happened. August 7th on Northwest Parkway in Broomfield. When cops showed up, they found dad outside of the car with his shirt off.
Mm-hmm.
Baby had been born. Everything had happened.
Was he trying
already
to make it sexy
well, no,
or something?
I'm sure he took his shirt off because it's very messy when you have a baby.
Oh, is that
so
what he was
he
doing?
He delivered the baby.
I thought he was trying to make
the
it sexy.
The cop showed up, and so mom had already had the baby. She was in shock, and there's body cam footage. But everything is fine. Everybody's fine.
Yay.
The baby's fine. It's such a sweet story.
Did they
so
name the baby Ditch?
No, no word on what the baby was named. I looked into it just because I wanted to see, too, if they named it after one of the police officers or
yeah
something.
Yeah, there you go.
But a big shout out to Broomfield PD for showing up
I love
and
those stories
helping. I do, too.
I was always freaked out when Nick Knack was pregnant. I always had that in the back of my head. Like,
you
if
do?
There's a situation, I'm going to have to deliver this goofy
yes,
thing.
Yes, do
I don't know if I want to do that.
I lived across the street from the hospital, and I was still afraid I was going to make it there on time.
Yeah. Yeah, as the husband, you are concerned.
You know?
Like, if
yeah.
is there a scenario where this is going to happen in the kitchen?
Yes, exactly.
You know?
You never, because you hear those
and
stories.
And then I'll have to take my shirt off in the kitchen,
you'll
apparently.
Have to take your shirt off in the kitchen.
That's how it
exactly.
goes.
Get ready.
Get ready to
yeah.
do it.
He must be one of those guys, too, that takes his shirt off when he goes to the bathroom. He
you
has
know
to be the
is.
Guy.
You
he
know
has
he is.
To be, he
any chance
it.
He gets, that shirt's
exactly.
coming off.
He's like, yeah. oh, no.
sometimes.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Shirt off.
Like, wait one
He's
second.
The guy at sporting events with a painted chest.
He really lets it all hang out.
That guy.
Very proud.
That guy.
That guy's very proud. Now he's a proud papa. I am so just amazed by the cops there, especially Broomfield PD. Again, shout
That's
out to you.
Special.
But they don't receive any formal training for that kind of stuff. So they just show up and they work on instinct. And that just amazes me.
I mean, at some point, yeah. It's just nature.
I know it is, but when you're like on the receiving end of it, right? When you're catching
you just
gotta that baby.
Stand there.
Things can go wrong. Like, there's a lot of pressure to make everything go right. But anyway, I just every
my
time
dad
I
delivered
hear something
a baby on
like
the
that,
side of the road
did he
when he
really?
Was yeah
See,
doing all this
so
paramedic
much
stuff.
More respect for Jeremy's dad this morning.
Yeah,
because that like takes a like, people freeze up, and I don't think you realize when there's a situation that has that much pressure attached to it. People don't even realize how like. You need to tell your hands to move.
Yeah, I did watch a couple of YouTube videos.
Freeze.
Not gonna lie, I watched a couple of videos.
Yeah,
you know,
and it's intense,
just in case. Yeah,
right? it's like, gosh, if I have to do that, Lord help us all. Okay, how about? Do we want to talk about Kinkfest? Right, I know
well,
that's what you want to talk about. I
little
know.
Ears,
little ears,
little ears,
little ears, because it is coming to Denver tonight.
And it's called Kinkfest.
It's the Kink Ball, and it's the quarter.
That guy just took his shirt off again.
The quarterly Kink Ball. Apparently, they do this four times a year. It's at Trax, and it is a fetish ball. Whatever gets your motor going.
Really?
They've got 2,000 to 3,000 attendees for this.
Whoa, that is so much kink going
so
on.
So much. And it goes from
so
like
much
9
fetish.
O'clock tonight until 2 o'clock
God,
in the morning.
I kind of want to go.
Right?
I'm so puckered.
The pictures look pretty
really?
Fabulous.
There's pictures?
Like, there's pictures. And they look like they're having
I kinda wanna see what goes on.
Best time ever. So just saying. If it tickles your fancy.
You know, I just ordered some nipple clamps from Amazon, actually. So.
You are ready. It seems like you've already prepared, Jeremy. That's all you need.
I'll wear them to work on Monday.
All you need is to show up in that and maybe...
They sparkle. They glow
leaf.
In the dark.
I know, exactly.
A leaf.
Minimal attire. And the leaf. Oh,
it's all I need is a little aspen leaf, too.
I know, exactly. Make it gold. I don't know why I want it to be
I don't
gold.
Need, like, anything from a mighty cottonwood or anything.
No!
No, I need a little aspen leaf.
Goodness. Yeah, just a little.
Big old maple leaf?
With my goes right along with my...
maple
with my,
leaf.
Nipple
Those are the Canadians that come in for this for King.
Oh, hater with your maple leaf.
Oh my God, that's okay. funny.
And then one more because we've
All
talked
right.
about bears
more,
a lot, right?
Up.
We've talked about the bears because they've been popping up a lot more. So they're literally everywhere. In fact, we've got this whole neighborhood talking about them.
I've seen the babies like stack themselves up to get into the trash cans.
And I was just like, bad boy. I just know it's a boy because he doesn't listen.
Are you sure that was an audio from Kinkfest?
No, it wasn't. You're
talking
about...
Bad boy, I just know it's a boy because he doesn't listen.
You're a bad boy.
No, she said in this specific neighborhood, they're coming over through a tunnel under the highway over on Hamden. But they had to pass a law. A new Colorado law went into effect this week. So it makes luring bears with food or trash a misdemeanor. So they actually had to put something into effect because of all the bears. Colorado Parks and Wildlife say 173 bear-related incidents in Jefferson County alone have been
bad
reported.
Bad boy. I just know it's a boy
you know
because he doesn't
boy.
Listen.
That's only 90 there in the same period last year. So it's like almost double the amount of bears that
all
we're
I
seeing
know,
this
Katie,
year.
All I know is what? We are the number one morning show in the state with bear-related information.
But there's a lot of bears, Jeremy.
It's been so much
like,
bear content this week.
A lot of bears. See, twice as many bears have shown their little faces
so
this
much
year.
Bear content.